knows which movies make you laugh and which ones make you cry. If you love films,
we do.
Then Dean's your guy. So grab yourself some popcorn. He will not talk about hard
boys. He will.
Yeah, he usually does. America's favorite film critic, Dean Richards, joins us right now. Hello, Dean.
That porn movie, Batman versus Superman, that everyone's been
talking. Right.
Oh, my, you're such a man of steel.
Dean, we read the other day, Wendy and I were talking about this, that in the history of films, no film has changed their box office fortune the way that movie did. It had so many people seeing it on Friday and so little people seeing it by Sunday.
I think it's going to be the number one movie again this week.
Oh, is it?
I'm not one of these people beating this one into the ground.
You're the only one.
I have talked to so many people who have seen this film who liked it.
I have my family saw it. Jimmy Mack liked it. My 13-year-old son Dylan loved it and said you needed that setup. And Michael, 16, it was okay.
Mm. Yeah. That's kind of the reaction that I'm getting. Imagine that. Average people having a different opinion than stuffy old critics.
What's with that? That's crazy.
Who's stuffy?
Yeah.
You have a cold?
Stuffy. It's my probiotics.
Is that what it is?
This way.
That's got to be it.
I was just near a llama.
Be careful near the llamas.
I'm very allergic to llamas.
Oh, you
got to
be careful. You got to be careful.
Allergic.
Dean, there's three movies coming out this weekend that all have kind of a musical theme, a music bio theme, huh?
Yeah, very true. There is a biopic about jazz man Chet Baker that's played by Ethan Hawke. There is the Miles Davis kind of biopic. It's not a strict biopic. Don Cheadle plays Miles Davis in this movie and plays
him just like him.
Flawlessly captures Miles Davis. But instead of this being, you know, slices of his life, it's imagined moments based on stories in his life. So when you're going to see this one, you're not seeing something which actually happened, but you're getting the essence of who Miles Davis was, what it was like. What all three of these geniuses in all three of these biopics have in common, drug abuse, alcohol abuse, pure genius that is teetering on pure insanity.
Yeah.
Because you get a real inside look at all of these people. Don Cheadle's amazing in this movie. Ewan McGregor plays a reporter trying to get a story slash steal some master tapes that Miles Davis has. Because they're trying to revitalize his life. But if you're a jazz fan, it really doesn't get much better than Miles Davis.
A jazzbo, we like to call it.
A jazzbo is, back in my smooth jazz days.
Yeah, you should know that.
From, like, we ever played Miles Davis on WNUA, we were like, jazz from Kenny
Spyro Gyra.
Kenny G and Yanni and...
Sure.
We are crazy jazz heads here.
Come see me at the Green Mill later this weekend.
Now, Dean, here's
way too hardcore for anything we did.
You know the sad tale. The character that Ewan McGregor plays in this movie is a fictional character, and his reason for being in the movie, you know the story, I hope, is not pleasant. You know why he was added, right?
The reason that he was added to the movie, you'll actually hear Don Cheadle tell this story in my interview with him that'll be on my show on Sunday morning. They needed a non-African-American big name in the movie in order to get financing for this movie. Nobody would touch this movie. And you've got an Oscar nominee in Don Cheadle. You've got somebody who has, had phenomenal success on television with his own show and in the Avenger movies. This is someone who is guaranteed box office, could not get financing for this movie until Ewan McGregor became attached to this movie. Now, Don Cheadle tells the story that, this is how much business is in show business. They needed somebody with worldwide appeal. And apparently the studios that were involved in this didn't feel like Don Cheadle had an international following the way that Ewan McGregor has a national following.
Terrible.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's Don Cheadle, tells the story. And it's, for those of you who don't think that there's a diversity problem in Hollywood, here's an example of that.
He was cheated.
He was absolutely cheated.
And you know, if we hear this story once, it's probably going on way, way, way more often.
Yeah,
right?
Apparently it happens all the time.
Terrible.
Now,
terrible.
The third biopic that's opening this weekend is the story of Hank Williams. Your cheating heart. Hey, good looking. What you got cooking? Mm-hmm. How about cooking something up with me?
Are you asking me?
Was my question to you. Yes. It's not one of his songs.
I'm good. Yes.
I'm so lonesome I could cry. And if you go down, you look at a list of Hank Williams songs. Even if he's out of your age group, which he died in 1953. You will know Hank Williams' songs. He is one of the true legends in country music.
Yeah.
And British actor, of all people, British actor Tom Hiddleston plays Hank Williams amazingly in this film, telling the story of his meteoric rise in country music. Another one who abused alcohol, abused drugs, partially because of an injury that he had in his back, and he began taking painkillers for that, but he was also abusing alcohol and was only 29 years old when he died. His heart gave out from the alcohol and drug abuse, and tells his story. And Tom Hiddleston, who you may know as he was Loki in the Avengers movies, he's Thor's brother.
Mm-hmm.
In the Avengers movies and Thor movies, he's had a number of films on his own. Number of television shows on his own. He is absolutely phenomenal in this movie. So the biopics, straight across the board, Dean's List B's for all of them. I think they're really great. And I'm looking forward to seeing this Richard Linklater film I'll see that a little bit later on today, and called Everybody Wants Some.
Based on the Van Halen song, and just to let you know, it's a spiritual sequel to Dazed and Confused, set in the world of 1980 college life. So these dudes are now in college.
That sounds like that's right off the top of your head, not at all like you
yes.
were reading from something.
I'm just geeked because of the music. I love the 80s. So you got Talking Heads music, Devo, Blondie, a lot of Van Halen. I cannot wait.
Yep, I'm looking forward to it, and I've heard... some friends of mine who have seen it, and they said that it's great.
Oh, excellent.
Dean, Rock on.
Yeah, what Wendy said.
Or jazz on you, jazz.
I'm holding my fingers, like bunny ears, sort of, like the rock on, you know what I'm
yep.
talking about?
Devil's head.
I like that look.
What is
like
it? Is that what that's called?
Devil's head. Yep.
That's called Devil's Head?
Yeah, the horns.
It looks like a nice Easter bunny to me.
That's what
you're
it
holding
is.
The wrong fingers up.
Dean.
Story of my life.
Dean Richards, everybody. Thank you, Dean. Have a great weekend.
See you guys.
We'll find out what Steve has coming up next. Bill and Wendy, WGN.